Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, 7:42. Coming up in 18 minutes, scheduled at least, is Doug Peterson. I would love to believe he'll come on, Al, and give some clarity to exactly what happened when he went for the punt.
I've never heard a guy say, maybe if I look at it with fresh eyes.
He needs to look at it with fresh eyes. I'm going to guess that they are eyes that are fresh but have not slept.
Yeah.
Because I would think after a game like that, it would be hard to get to sleep. But
yeah,
we will be talking to him in just a few minutes. However, so I have decided, Al, to put myself in a bad mood. And I do it now before every Eagles game. I go to Bleeding Green Nation, and in every game, they show the injury list. And I'm telling you, without exception, the Philadelphia Eagles have twice as many people that they have deactivated because of injury, and twice or three times as many people that are out long-term because of injuries. Time and time again, every opponent they play. And here to shed some light on that is a fine NovaCare physician. Rhea, please.
Dr. Brad Bernardini, orthopedic surgeon at Reconstructive Orthopedics in Washington Township, Medford, Vineland, and Total Turf in Pittman. He's the medical director of sports medicine at Virtua and co-director of Virtua's sports medicine program. And, Angelo, he's a former All-American wide receiver from Bucknell.
Good. Tell him to get ready. We're going to need him. Dr. Bernardini, welcome to our show.
Thanks, as always, for having me, guys.
All right, Doc, I don't get it. Week after week, opponent after opponent, the Eagles have many more injuries than the other team. Explain.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I look back over the past several years' injury reports, and this year's list is literally 2 to 3 times longer than it's been. You know, it's only speculation, of course. It's really difficult to determine. You can blame it on preparation. You can blame it on what's happened with the recent shutdown, people being locked in their homes. But the reality is it's not happening across the board and other teams. We've really gone to a lot of focus in our practice on the prevention of injuries, even though, you know, our real job is to fix the things that break. But, you know, prevention science, sports performance science, there's a lot of things that are really happening with that. And I think, you know, in my opinion, I think we have to look really closely at how we're using that science and what we're doing to kind of prepare these athletes and get them ready and make sure they are ready prior to throwing them to the Wolves.
Doc, let's break it down a little. We'll look at DeSean Jackson, who the Eagles have feared all year he would get hurt. They have limited his snaps so he wouldn't get hurt, and he still constantly gets hurt. He made it through a few plays yesterday and then another hamstring problem. Doc, is he just too old to function anymore at 33?
No, you know, 33 is not too old. There's really no correlation between specifically that age and his problem. You know, one of the big risk factors for hamstring strains, which is probably the most common injury that we see in high-level performance athletes, sprinters, receivers, D-backs, specialty players, one of the highest risk factors for those injuries is muscular imbalance around the hips and pelvis. And if you look what he's been through over the last year in the offseason after last year with, you know, the sports hernia, that I got to believe that's playing a role in his risk for hamstring injury. So, you know, again, preparation, assessing that risk, looking at the muscular imbalances around his hip and pelvis, and how could we have prepared better to get him into a lower risk category for this season is something that crosses my mind.
All right, Doc, 33, not too old. How about 38? Jason Peters. But first of all, when healthy, yeah, he's awful, all right? But he, of course, Al, he got hurt late in the game. Yeah. Lower body injury. I don't know what it is. Does it matter? 38, yeah, he's pretty well done, right, Doc?
I never like to write anybody off. As an aging athlete myself, I let that number gets higher and higher every year. But, you know, there are different body types, too. A 33-year-old Jackson is not the same as a Peters. And the concern there truly is it's clearly not a blowout knee injury, because that's not something you can continue to come off the field with like he did and continue to play with generally. My concern with him is, this is a knee that's deteriorating over time as a result of all the damage that's occurred. You know, we start to see arthritic changes and meniscus tears and things that aren't necessarily season enders, but they really affect performance. We start to see that as athletes age, especially in some of these bigger guys. So that's the concern there.
All right, and then we got a much younger guy, 25, Dallas Goedert. He goes now with an ankle problem very early in the game. It really screwed up the game plan. Doc, should we root for high ankle or regular ankle? What's the worst of the two?
The worst of the two is a high ankle, for sure. It's probably about a 2 times greater length of period of time out of sport, potentially requiring surgery, which would kind of push that timeline back even further. So we are definitely rooting for a low ankle sprain. My concern is that he came out of the game and didn't return. Generally, low ankle sprains in this population, we can spat tape them on the sidelines. We can get them in a brace. We can do some things to kind of get them through a game, get them back to play. The fact that he went down and came out early in the game makes me concerned that we are dealing with a high ankle sprain. Mm. And then you have to look at different types of high ankle sprains. There's a low-grade, relatively stable high ankle sprain, which probably still takes about 4 to 6 weeks to come back from. And then there's a high-grade, unstable, which probably is going to mean surgery and may even double that timeline to return.
Finally, Doc, very important question. How long will it take you to get ready if Deshaun can't come back?
I'm ready. I've been preparing all summer. Right. I'm ready.
How old are you, Dr. Bernarditi?
48.
Too risky. Can't do it. Sorry. I don't need to see your name on the list.
Thanks.
Doc, thank you very much for calling. As always, NovaCare doctors, phenomenal stuff.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.